Welcome today to our all-day conference with Dr. Scott Hahn. It's a great privilege of all of you here today, a great privilege to have Scott with us today. You know, the Lord has really used Scott to help renew the Catholic Church in our country and throughout the world. In the last 20 years, according to the Coming Home Network, which is an organization that helps Protestant ministers become Catholic, in the last 20 years, 1,300 Protestant ministers have expressed interest in becoming Catholic. 600 Protestant ministers have already entered the Catholic Church, coming from 50 different denominations. 250 of them have been Anglican or Episcopalian, and over 200 have been Baptist or Evangelical. So the Holy Spirit is working in the Catholic Church. So 600 have already converted to the Catholic faith, sometimes with their entire congregations have become Catholic as well. Entire churches have become Catholic. And 700 more Protestant ministers are in the process of entering the Catholic Church. Well, what is happening here? It's a wonderful thing to see the Holy Spirit working so vibrantly within the lives of these ministers to embrace the Catholic faith, the church that Christ founded 2,000 years ago. What has been the major draw? What has been the attraction? What are graces have these ministers and others been receiving to bring them in and to call them back to their true home, the Bride of Christ, the Catholic Church? Well, there are many reasons. If you read a book like Surprised by Truth, any of those volumes, you see that some of them were drawn because of the Holy Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity. They realized through their study of sacred scripture, when they would read John chapter 6 and 1 Corinthians and other passages, that the Eucharist was truly the body and blood of Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It was because of their love of Christ and wanting to receive him truly present in the Holy Eucharist that so many of them have become Catholic. They wanted all seven sacraments, not just baptism and matrimony, but they wanted to be able to have all seven sacraments that the Lord gave his church 2,000 years ago, to be able to go to confession and have sins washed away in absolution from Christ coming through the priest in this holy sacrament of confession, to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in confirmation, to be anointed with the sacred oils in the anointing of the sick. So the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, has been one of the main draws for so many of these ministers and others to become Catholic. And then through the study of Scripture, they realized that the church was a family, the family of God, and that they have a spiritual mother, our Blessed Mother, who is the mother of the way, the mother of the truth, and the mother of the life. And Our Lady completely leads us to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And the church is the family of God, with the saints as our big brothers and sisters, our friends in high places that pray and intercede for us. And then many of the Protestant ministers have become Catholic through the study of history, the study of church history, especially the early church fathers. Cardinal Newman once said that to study history is to become Catholic, to see the 265 popes from St. Peter to Pope Benedict, and to read the early church fathers. When you see how the early church lived and practiced their faith in those first three centuries, what's been discovered in reading the original sources of people like Ignatius of Antioch and Irenaeus and so many others, that it is the Catholic Church of today. They had the Mass, the sacred liturgy. They had the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the Eucharist. The writers, the early church fathers, talk about the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. They talk about apostolic succession, the primacy of Peter, praying for our beloved dead, and so many other things that we have today in the church. So by reading the early church fathers, this has been a great draw and attraction for so many to come into the church. And the last few things that you'll read or listen to on their conversion testimonies or read in their accounts of their conversion is the church's relationship to the Bible, to sacred scripture, how the church is the mother of the Bible, not the daughter of the Bible, that it was the Catholic Church under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that compiled the books of the New Testament and compiled the canon and gives us sacred scripture. So the church is truly the mother and author of the New Testament and compiled the books of scripture. And it's been a big shock to many of the ministers when they would read scripture and read the early church fathers to see that sola scriptura, that scripture alone is not a biblical teaching, or that sola fide, that faith alone is not a biblical teaching. And so they realized that these pillars of the Reformation just fell when they truly studied these teachings on sola scriptura and sola fide. And lastly, one of the most powerful reasons why so many of the Protestant ministers have become Catholic in recent years is the moral teachings of the church, issues of faith and morals, which have not changed in 2,000 years. When other denominations will water down their teachings on whatever topic it may be, whether it be abortion or contraception or homosexuality or divorce and remarriage or embryonic stem cell research, whatever it may be, we see that the Catholic Church remains guided by the Holy Spirit on these issues of faith and morals. And so this has been one of the greatest draws for these ministers to embrace the Catholic faith. The church founded by Christ upon the rock, which we hear about in today's scripture. We don't want to build our house on sand because that will shift and the house will be destroyed and ruined. But the Lord told St. Peter and the apostles, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. So the church will always remain true in its pure teachings on issues of faith and morals.